So for a few of you, the shock comes when you have no backup to ensure you get up, go to class, make sure you have clean clothes, and the list goes on. To those attending school for the first time, those starting new schools, and those venturing into the workforce for the first time, good luck, but we know you got this. As a community of faith, we acknowledge that the land upon which we gather is unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Epiquette, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. We pay our respects to the indigenous Mi'kmaq people who have occupied this island for over 12,000 years, past, present, and future. Let us sit back, take a deep, calming breath, and settle our minds and hearts as we prepare ourselves for worship. I'm going to ask Carolyn McKillop to come forward and light the Christ candle. We light this candle to join with our own candles, lighting the way for us to shine our light as a disciple of Jesus, a beacon for all to find comfort and love. To worship. We come to this sanctuary.
Ready to hear God's presence.
We come to this sanctuary.
Ready to hear God's message.
We come to this sanctuary to celebrate God's love. Amen. Together. Dear Lord, you gather us in to listen and discern the journey of being your disciples. As the crowds of long ago met in valleys, on mountains, or in places of community, as we gather, open our ears, our minds, and our hearts. We know that to follow you is not always a serious and solemn occasion. We can always celebrate your presence with music, singing, and yes, sometimes swaying to the beat of the music, or praising your name with shouts of hallelujah, praise the Lord, or amen. Let us continue praying as we sing the prayer Jesus taught us. How many of you like a deck of cards, a board game, or a crokinole board to take us away from technology and the noise of social media? Now, some of you who are still young at heart remember the crokinole parties when everyone, no matter their age, got a chance to play. Remember hitting the little wooden biscuit from just the right place, hoping for a center, or at least closest to the center hole, hoping not to be moved by the next opponent if you were closer to the center, sometimes creating flying objects. And for some reason, the sting of your finger when it hit one of those posts as you shot. We all have our favorite board game, no matter our age. And I must admit, I often don't disconnect from technology enough, but turn to games on my iPad and phone. But really, where's the fun in that? No one challenges you, no one makes you smile or frown over a missed play, and share in the enjoyment of a good snack while playing. As we play these games, we enjoy the feeling of being together, of laughter, sometimes tears, the cheering, the good-natured ribbing, sharing stories, and the feeling of winning a game or good-naturedly being defeated. In my case, a defeat usually at the hands of one of my siblings or friends saying or doing something so ridiculous that I lose my train of thought as I was laughing. This is a story of community. Many times we get things mixed up or don't listen to each other, resulting in misunderstandings. However, as we gather, share stories and food, the feelings go from hurt to forgiveness. So it is with a community of God's children. Where two or three gather, God is present, and so is his love.
Thank you.
The scripture today is taken from Matthew 18, verses 15 to 20, and I'm reading from the New Revised Version. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If you are listened to, you have regained that one. But if you're not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If that person refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen, even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. For those of you who don't know, my name is Nancy Small, and I've started the journey to becoming a licensed lay worship leader, or LLWL for short. During my journey, I hope to grow in my faith, understanding, or awakening to the many ways we worship and live according to God's word and love. Let's call it a journey with God under Jesus' guidance and an assist from the Holy Spirit. As an LLWL, we are to lead worship services. This course provides a bit of theological background, assistance or guidance on the preparation and presentation of services, and how we share in the story of God's love. We all love God and strive to live as Jesus preached, or in my case, as we learned in CGIT in my teenage years, and still to this day, to cherish health, seek truth, know God, serve others, and thus, with his help, become the girl or woman God would have me be. The this here refers to Jesus. Today we in Canada, or most of Canada, can decide on which community of faith we wish to attend, and in some cases, commit to being a member of that congregation. It was not always that way. We grew up, we often heard the story of the early Christians. During this time, the Roman Empire was ruled by law, which was enforced by intimidation and soldiers, with a buy-in from some of the leaders of the church. If you wanted to worship God through the teachings of a certain person by the name of Jesus, and not idols and priests, you would have to know how to find a gathering near you. You would seek out other believers. There was usually a word or a sign during a conversation that followers would use to identify themselves. Stories tell of people making the shape of a fish with their feet in the soil as a sign of their faith. A simple thing, like shifting the soil to keep your feet cool from the hot ground, was not unusual and not a thing people would think strange. The church had turned to a place worshiping the word of God as dictated by the Roman government, with soldiers present at most synagogues. In early days, many worshipers avoided confession or were very guarded with their confessions, as a wrong word or event could cost you jail time or even your life. The most common meeting places for early Christians were private homes, usually veiled as a social gathering, or even in secret caves built into the mountains. These settings provided intimate settings for worship, teaching, prayer, and the breaking of bread, as noted in the following books of the Bible. You can find it in Acts, Romans, Corinthians, and Philemon. This allowed believers to gather discreetly, especially during periods of persecution, under the ruler of that day. Today, there are many religions and communities of worshipers. Many do not have the freedom to leave their home and go to their communities of faith for fear of persecution or acts of violence against their place of worship, their home, or even themselves. There are even more conflicts between Christians and other faiths around the world. But alienation does not belong to religion alone. There are nationalities, physical appearance, and blanket stigmas to fight against. We are truly blessed to be able to speak openly about our faith and even question and discuss differing points of understanding, like in a Bible study, around these messages. In the scripture of Matthew read today, we hear that people do fall out. Even then, we are not alone. We are in a relationship with the Trinity, the Creator, the Teacher, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus invites people to be in the right relationship with one another. What does it mean to be in the right relationship? Is it the right location with the right people? Or the understanding of following the two great commandments no matter the circumstances? Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them." When I read this story like this, I kind of search to put it in a today context. So here we go. So to build on the time from all ages, a sister and a brother were playing a game. Let's pick Clue. It's a game you search for the answer to the person, the weapon used, and the room the crime was committed in to win. Now, early in the game, a misunderstanding or disagreement broke out. Usually the first comment, "Mom, he, she, they aren't playing fair." The mother comes in to sit down and asks them both to tell their sides of the story. In our house, my mother would listen and then say in a no-nonsense voice, "You had your say, you had your say. Now agree to disagree." Well, kids being kids, we translated that to find another audience out of mum's earshot or whisk chime in your room or doing a specific piece of housework, usually more than once. Now, the brother isn't happy, so he stomps out of the house looking for an audience to vent his spleen. Do they still say that? Not sure. In my family's case, usually a visit to our next-door neighbor, Mr. Gorrell, who had seen a lot in life and would listen patiently, then ask, "What did your mother and father say?" He would then ask you to wash his car and do a good job, as he would inspect it when you were done. A supreme stalling tactic and time to think alone. Once done, Mr. Gorrell would pay you for the job. He'd then look at you and say something along the lines of, "I know you're frustrated, but what if the tables were turned? Would you say sorry or go around, 'Yahoo, I knew I was right'? As siblings do, admit it, we have all been there. Seek guidance or a listening board. Sometimes just saying it out loud gives you clarity. During these times, know that you are loved by God and by family, friends, and your community of faith." Maybe this is the message in the scripture. You have to live with each other. Communicate, both speaking truthfully and listening carefully. Seek guidance or a listening board. Sometimes you just have to say it out loud. We don't know if Jesus had disagreements with his siblings. But the story is written that he listened to everyone, sometimes used a parable to make them think about the teaching, then emphasized that they were loved, and the hope was that this love was strong enough to erase the hurt of conflict, always with God's love. Conflict will arise in all places and at any given time, but I believe God's love is where two or three or more are gathered, with those who listen, who share, and those open to change. Then peace can happen. We need to share concerns. We need to listen to each other with open minds and hearts. And above all, we need to love each other as God loves each of us. Maybe breaking bread is more than communion. Maybe it's a building of community, thanking God for our lives. After all, as any United Church person knows, food is a great equalizer, and everyone loves to eat. God is with us. We are not alone. As we sing in the next few moments, we are kindred in spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Morning. Camp Chemo Keys senior summer staff are blossoming in their leadership with a dedicated support member this year. Here is the mission and service story for them. At Camp Chemo Key in Kamoka, Ontario, our mission and service gifts help to strengthen something at the heart of every summer camp experience: the people who make camp possible. By supporting an experienced senior staff role, our gifts help equip emerging leaders, support campers, and strengthen the entire camp community. Many of Camp Chemo Key's senior summer staff are still growing into leadership. They're capable and committed, but leadership takes experience, and that experience grows through mentorship and support. This summer, our gifts through mission and service helped fill the gap by funding a senior staff position dedicated to supporting the summer team. The person who stepped into this role brought years of experience as a former camp director, along with strong relationships throughout the Camp Chemo Key community. Her role was intentionally flexible. She mentored and coached newer senior staff, provided hands-on training, and stepped in wherever she was needed. Whether that meant covering a staff break, helping in the kitchen so another staff member could remain focused on camper care, or supporting a camper through a difficult moment, she was ready to step in. Her presence created a steady source of encouragement, experience, and connection across camp. The director shared, "I've been able to support all over camp and take on the other small or behind-the-scenes tasks to support staff success. This carried on to support camper success. Being able to be out and around, building connections across camp, and always on the move to jump in where needed has made for a tremendous summer experience." The impact reached beyond funding that single position. Senior staff had an experienced mentor to turn to, which strengthened staff preparedness and helped build a stronger leadership team. The campers benefited from having a confident, supported leader who could be fully present for others. This is the ripple effect of our mission and service gifts. When we invest in people, that investment reaches entire communities. At Camp Kimoki, this has not only supported staff and campers for one summer, it's created a model of mentorship that can continue developing strong camp leaders for years to come. Our gifts through mission and service help strengthen communities by creating places where children and youth can belong, grow, build meaningful relationships, and experience God's love. Let's give generously so camps like Camp Kimoki can continue nurturing leaders, supporting campers, and creating meaningful experiences for generations to come.
The hustle and bustle of a new church year is starting, so please check the bulletin for the date, time, and place for any upcoming meetings. Next Sunday, our service leader will be Reverend Bill McLeod, who will be joining the staff here at Trinity in October. You are invited to meet and hear the United Church of Canada moderator, the Right Reverend Dr. Kimberly Heath, on Friday, September 11th at 1:30 at Central Queen's United Church in Hunter River. All are welcome. Check the bulletin for the meeting information on the men's breakfast. It will be Wednesday at 8:30, and they've changed their eating spot to Anson's at Slemen Park. For additional information on these items and more on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work into the community, the bulletin or monthly takeaway are available at the entrances and on the website trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith. We thank you for being willing to share your time, talent, and treasure. We give thanks for the contributions of time, talent, and treasure made by members, adherents, and friends of this community of faith. Please rise as you are able, as the collection plate is brought forward by Bill. The plate is a symbol of the treasures donated for your work. Let us pray together. We bring our gifts to you, O God. Here is the labor of our hands. Here is the love of our hearts. Accept them and use them. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Creator, we realize that we cannot exist as an island. We need others to help us follow your guidance. We cannot be a Christian alone. As in all things, we sometimes stumble and right ourselves, and other times we fall and struggle to get back to our feet. Give us the strength to rise back up from the stumble and go forward with new learning and new insights. Give us teachers and mentors who help us follow a path designed by you. Forgive each other from the heart. We pray for world peace. Although there has never truly been world peace, we strive to do better in protecting creation. Not only land and sea, but also the people, animals, and environment. Let us keep the winds of change and chart a new course to save all of creation. We pray for hope. We pray for the hope for a better day, tomorrow, until we see you face to face. May they find that one person, place, or belief to give them that spark or outreached hand up for change and new appreciation for the hard spaces and feelings of this journey we call life. We pray for our caregivers, not just our first responders, but parental relatives, the custodians, those in food preparation, and those who care for loved ones day in and day out. Please give them patience, perseverance, and the love needed to make a quality of life for those who cannot assist or advocate for themselves. We also pray for each other, for our family, our friends, new and not yet met, and our neighbors, for those who do not understand they are creating chaos or hurt. We are all God's children, and as we join together like a family, we pray for guidance as we take that journey. Lord, we ask your forgiveness as we confess our shortcomings or errors, which have caused hardship or hurt. Please continue to lend us guidance, compassion, understanding, and above all, love. As we leave this safe haven, continue building our hope, peace, joy, and love daily, as required to be the person you envision us to be. Amen. It's okay. It's a rainy day.
Thank you.
We will extinguish the Christ candle as we close this service and go back to our daily life. This light has been transferred to each and every one of us. We now must take our light out into the world as we continue to respect and protect creation. Go forward sharing and practicing what Jesus taught us, peace and love, and know that the Holy Spirit is always with us. Amen.